Dear Bongekile Simelane, we've never met before, although I have seen you at a few events in KZN, and I know your music. You're an inspiration to many young girls desperately trying to achieve something in their lives. I'm sorry that you had to face violence at the hands of a man that you look up to for guidance and support and love and affection. And he started your career for you, and he promised you fame and fortune, and he made you a queen. Now that you have accomplished all that he promised you, do you still need him? The Bongekile I have witnessed is smart, she is beautiful, she's independent, she's ambitious, she's strong. Everything that this man does undermines everything that you've set out to achieve. Don't you know how good you are? Don't you know you're the best? I'm sorry that men think it's okay to strike a woman. I am sorry that you've been sold a lie and made to believe that you provoked him, that you know how he can get, so why did you make it worse? I'm so sorry that when people tried to help you, that you didn't quite have the determination to finish that story. I am so sorry for all the comments from men and women blaming you. I'm sorry for the society we live in that champions patriarchy and that peddles the lie that men are better than women or that women must submit to their men. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry that all of this had to happen in such a public way. However, I am grateful that you pressed record. I am so grateful for that Metro FM interview. I am grateful for the Gillette advert addressing toxic masculinity. I am so grateful for the hashtag men are trash, hashtag me too movement. It's because of people like you that lend a voice to the voiceless. It's because of you that we now get to discuss this on a national platform. Our own ministers are listening. The world is listening and watching you make an example. Right now, I need you to stay strong. I need you to be stronger than ever before. I need you to be bolder than you ever thought you could be. The road ahead is going to be tough. There's going to be more negative comments. There will be bad radio and TV interviews. There will be industry insiders who will mock you. But I'm here to tell you the real truth. They don't matter. They don't deserve your time. Move on from them. Think about the countless other women that are going through exactly what you're going through right now and try to be strong. Don't try to be strong all the time. Just one small moment of strength at a time. I've got your back. The whole of KZN has got your back. We will fight with you, alongside you. Together, we'll make men who abuse pay for their actions. There will be consequences. I want to meet you one day, and when I do, it'll be with a smile and a laugh and a hug, because I love you. KZN loves you. Umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu. Darren Moore.